Okay, here's an update. I'll keep this one kind of short. Well, not too long anyway. I'm currently headed to work, which is Milwaukee. That's where I'm leaving from. And I'm headed to Chicago. It's raining. I'm about 25 miles into my drive to work. I got about another 85 miles to go, or 80 miles to go. Yeah, I live 105 miles away from where I work. But oh well. I only go to work once a week. Okay, what's going on with my feed? I started thinking about it, so I downloaded myself on iTunes to see what it looked like. When I downloaded myself on iTunes, I realized everything is out of order. The dates are all wrong. I don't know why, but the dates are all wrong. A whole bunch of them say March 1st, and then there's a whole bunch of it completely out of order. It's unbelievable how badly it is. And I thought, oh, this is just ridiculous. I mean, it's just insane. So for the last 2 days, and I still got a ways to go, I've been correcting the dates. It took me a while to figure this out, but then I realized not only can you schedule something to be posted at a later date on the desktop, you can also, hit the button to post it later. Well, you just pick an earlier date and then post it for that earlier date. And so you can rearrange it in the iTunes so that it shows up in the right order it's supposed to be in. My order of episodes was just completely outrageous. Also, when we were on Anchor, I didn't really treat this like a podcast. I treated this like an audio social, like an audio Facebook, I guess would be the best way to say it. And then at the end of the day, I would just turn what I had into an episode. So strangely enough, as I started listening to some of my stuff, as I was correcting the dates, I noticed that some things were posted on two different days. The same exact sequence of audio was posted on two different episodes. So I've been correcting that and taking those out. And I know I didn't do this on purpose. It's just for whatever reason it happened. So I've been cleaning those up. I think I'm up to episode 39. Then I started thinking about it. Yeah, I'm in a total revamping here. It's we're you know the whole team is being reworked, basically. So here's another thing I was thinking about. Sequence of events, one, two, three, whatever. It makes no sense, right? So I got to do something that makes sense as far as numbering of the shows. And I realized every 6 months, I'm on a new bid. Right now, I'm on Chicago to Portland. But when I started with Anchor, I was on a Chicago to Bloomington, California, Bloomington, California to Chicago, to Denver, back to Chicago bid. So that was what I was on when I started with Anchor. So basically, that starts in October and ends in March sometime. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to change, this is for my own benefit, I'm going to change the numbering of my episodes to, like, season one will be that Chicago to California and back, and then Denver and back. That'll be season one, and then every episode after that will be one, two, three, four, whatever. And then I'll say something that's in reference to what's in the show. I'll think of something. And then season two will be whatever the bid was I was on after that. I think it was a Seattle. I'm not really sure. And that was when I was running with Mark. It's probably Seattle. Pretty sure it was Seattle. Anyway, and then when I'm done with that, then I'll go to season three, which would be this Portland bid that I'm on. So I'm gonna change all the numbering on all the episodes. Instead of one, two, three, four, five, it'll be season one, two, three, four. And every time I start a new bid, I'll change the season number just so I'll know where I was at on that if anybody ever asked me. Oh, there's lightning. How exciting. I don't like, you know what? In the rain, I don't mind rain in the truck, but in the car, it's kind of a pain. So anyway, that's what's going on with the podcast. It's still a work in progress. I still got a lot of updating to do. I want to clean up what I got before I move on to adding too much stuff. I don't feel comfortable adding too much stuff until I cleaned out the old stuff, but I'm still going to do something once in a while. Okay, second part to that. I'm in a lot of areas where I can't hear people. Nebraska, Wyoming, places like that. I don't get a good signal. And with Anchor, you can't download the episode. You have to listen to the episode as it's live on a phone or whatever, which is how I listen to most everybody. So what I'm doing is I'm listening to most of my Anchor shows on iTunes now. I still have the people that I listen to favorite. Example, Paul. Paul's one of my favorites. I listen to Paul and Kevin Touch. Clean your room, Kevin. I have these people that I listen to, but it's so frustrating to be in these areas not being able to listen to what you want to listen to. So I have them favorited in my Anchor, the people that are on Anchor, but I'm listening to them on iTunes because I can download the episode on iTunes on the phone, and then I can listen to it no matter whatever area I'm into. So if you don't see me listening to your episodes on Anchor, it doesn't mean I'm not listening. It means that I'm listening to you on iTunes. So that's what I'm doing. Now, I need to catch up. I'm really far behind. I have so many podcasts I listen to. I probably have listened to more podcasts than just about anybody on the planet. Because I listen to podcasts, well, since they came out. And I listen probably, oh, at least 6 to 8 hours every single day. And I still fall behind. It doesn't even come close. I get into a subject or something that interests me, and then I'll go look up a podcast and then listen to those people. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing how far behind I am. It's actually quite ridiculous. If you guys only knew how many podcasts behind I was. I think the number is like 17,000 at this point. Yeah, it really is that high. Oh, that it turned off for a second. So anyway, that's what's going on. Also, let's see, is there anything else? No. Oh, yeah. Headed to Portland right now, or I will be in a couple hours. Got a new co-driver, Nick. Nick's a kid from Chicago, 27 years old. He promised to pick up his Legos. So as long as he picks up his Legos, I'm cool. Also, but he's working out really good, so I'm pretty happy about that. Last guy quit, went to UPS. He's a good driver, I'm gonna miss him. But it's good to have a young guy driving too. New bids will come up in October. Hopefully, I'll get a Bloomington Denver so I can get out of the winter. We'll talk about that later. Oh, and the smog, just in case anybody wants to know. Last week, when I went to Portland, I meant to broadcast a bigger episode about this, but when I went to Portland last week, the snow, the smog, smog, the, ooh, lightning. The smoke from the fires in Portland were coming down, and it was just unbelievable. The Columbia River, which is right next to the highway, I couldn't even see it. I was just driving in this constant haze of smoke. Pretty much from, shit, I can't think of the name of the town. Right there where Cabbage is. The bottom of the, when I got to the bottom of Cabbage. Oh, I should know the name of the town. It's like Grand or something like that. Anyway, when I got to the on A84 in Oregon, at the Big Hill Cabbage, when I got to the bottom of that, that's when I got into all the smoke and I ran it all the way to Biggs, Oregon, so about 100 and something miles. And then I got home. Everything smelled like smoke. It was terrible. But, what are you going to do? Oregon was pretty nice. So anyway, those are my updates. And you saw that older episode that I put up. What I did was when I changed the date, I forgot to, I made it 2018, or I made it 2018, not 2017. So it showed up like a new episode. That was at S121 or something like that. So I'm changing that around, and I got that back where it belongs. So I'm up to episode 39 with the order. So hopefully by next week, I'll have all the episodes in order. I'll have all the duplicate posts taken out. And then once I get everything cleaned up, I'll go back to what I was doing. Now, I'm debating, and I can get some feedback on this one. I'm debating on just taking out the music. Not because I want to monetize, because quite honestly, I wouldn't pay to listen to me. But and I don't want to monetize. The reason why I'm thinking about taking out the old music was because most of the people that I have listening to me now are on iTunes. And they can only hear, I guess, 30 seconds of the song. And so it just doesn't make any sense, you know, to have the song there. I think maybe I'll just leave the stuff there. I'm not sure. But even though I have downloaded all my episodes, every time I say or there, I just picture Paul there with a clicker clicking it off saying, "That'll be another dollar, Kingfish. You're going to have to pay. Oh, that's a round of drinks for everyone you and what would the Toastmaster say? Oh." Anyway, I'm just teasing you, Paul. But anyway, what I'm going to do is just clean everything up. So I got a lot of work ahead of me. So anyway, those are the plans. That's what I got going on. And then hopefully I can get something good going on. And then I got the new co-driver, so, you know, maybe we'll get some recording with him. Interesting fella. I'd like to get one of the dispatchers at work. You know, one of the guys that's been around for a long time. And then, of course, one day when the driver's room is hustling and a-bustling with a lot of people in it, I may record one day in there. I just really have to change my whole way of thinking. I really liked version 2, but it's not coming back. And I have to change my whole way of thinking. I keep going off about this. So, we'll see what happens. So anyway, that's what's going on. And even though you guys can't see me in your anchor thing, I am listening. In fact, I came back because of the people I want to listen to, not because of the app itself.